should rejoice and be happy.
Tinofano kurumbidza nekufara.
Amen. Shall we stand on our feet?
Ngatisimuke.
I'm sure after reading, the song leader will just give us a song.
Ndofunga mushure mekuverenga kwaro. Muimbisi wedziyo achatipa rwiyo.
2 Kings chapter 6:24.
Madzimambo epiri chitsauko 6.
And it came to pass that, I'll read, and it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria.
Shure kwa izozo, Ben-Hadad, mambo we Syria, aka unganidza hondo yake yose, aka ndokomba Samaria.
And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 score pieces of silver, and the fourth part of the cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver.
Dzara huru ikavapo paSamaria, nokuti vakarikomba kusvikira musoro wembongoro uchitengeswa namashekeri esiriveri ana makumi masere nechitswanda chiduku chamatoto enjiva chichitengeswa namashekeri esiriveri mashanu.
Shall we bow our heads as Jonathan prays for us?
Katinamati. Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu tokutendai nezuva nhasi baba wedu ramatipa. Jehovah, tinoziva munhu akaenda kuchikoro. Jehovha anokwanisa kuverenga asi dudziro Jehovha yeshoko Jehovha rinobva kwamuri Jehovha. Mwari takunamata Jehovha kuti Mwari tisaone mufundisi wedu asi Jehovha Mwari tigona imi Jehovha muchitaura kuburikidza nawo. Jehovha uyai mugosangana Jehovha nezvose zvinodiwa nevana venyu Jehovha. Mwari kuti kupera kweshumiro Jehovha tisazoite seavo vaibva Emausi Jehovha vakati moyedu haina kuse here apo paangachitaura nesu. Jehovha tinonamata chisa zvose mukati maoko enyu nemuzita raJesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Be still. And know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
We're just going to continue reading. Where we left on starting on
26.
So, and as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, whence shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" She answered, "This woman said unto me, give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we borrowed my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son. And it came to pass when the king heard these words, the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes and he passed upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. We want to thank God for the scripture reading. For the time the Lord allows us today. We want to talk or speak on a subject that we entitling Refusing to Flow with the Current. Current is the same as you can call it tide, or you know those water fronts, the water flow, the body of water that will be flowing. Yes, that is the current or the tide. So we want to say we want to refuse to flow with the general direction of things. I also want to call upon you on the back of your minds. We are still talking about, on the back of our minds, creating an atmosphere for the miraculous to happen. Now, you know general flow of water in a river. If you want to go against that flow, it takes a lot for you to be able to do that. But if you want to flow in the general direction of the water, you don't take a great deal of effort.
There are
special or most type of fish. They can flow even against the general flow of water. I want to believe this is a special breed. The rest, they will just flow together with the general direction of the water. We see in the world that we live in, that usually people have the tendency of flowing in the general direction of where things are flowing. A lot of delinquencies taking hold of our children, old people as well. Especially when that which one is copying is happening or is being done by somebody of influence. For example, take a sister who is regarded well in church, or even a brother. He does his hair in a certain type. Within the shortest possible time, you see almost everyone is wearing the same kind of a hairstyle. Flowing with the current. But as we are going with this word, I also want you to know that you don't have to necessarily flow with the current. Check what the word of God says. Even if it is against the general flow of the current, say, I refuse. It is your right, brother and sister. Let's just put a semicolon there. From the scripture we read, we see Ben-Hadad, he was a king of Syria. He has besieged
Samaria.
Maybe just for a little while, just to explain a little bit what used to happen in the olden days so that you might understand it better. So in the olden days, they had cities that were walled. Picture it this way, your house where you stay, you have a Jura wall. So that was the city, so everybody is inside. The only exit is through the gate. Now, so Ben-Hadad comes.
Ben-Hadad
Arguya. And he is at the gate. So what it meant, if you want to come out to get refreshments, you have to ask permission from Ben-Hadad. And Ben-Hadad is your enemy. He had his soldiers there. So what it meant literally, they had to surrender to say, we are defeated. And also the strategy for being besieged, they wanted them to lose strength or actually to die of hunger. And the strategy of Ben-Hadad did work. Because surely hunger did strike. And there was a lot of complaining and murmurings among us to people. And we heard the head of an S. It was only the filth rich could acquire to buy the head of an S. And we see two women agreeing on the unheard of phenomenon. They agree to boil one son. It's unheard of, but it actually happened. The reason there was so much hunger. But I like this other woman. When it came to her time for her son to be killed, she said, I refuse. Now, I want you to catch this. The refusal of this woman, this is what made the story that we just read. It triggered a tornado. And there was a lot of happenings both on earth and in heaven. In other words, the prophecy of Elisha, I'm sure you all aware that Elisha then prophesied that there was going to be plenty of goods in Samaria?
Now,
that prophecy, it was triggered by this woman because she had refused to flow with the general current. Even the lepers, for them to talk to say we can't continue sitting here. 2 Kings 7:1. Alright. So when this woman had refused, the king then inquired what had happened. And he was told exactly what had happened of the boiling of the sun. And then the king sent for Elisha to come. And Elisha was in a strait. And we come to chapter
7.
Remember, there is a lot of famine. And here he speaks. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of
Samaria.
I want to believe, brother and sister, this prophecy that Elisha is giving was triggered by the woman who refused. So Elisha didn't even know what triggered him to proclaim what the words that came out of his mouth. But there was a certain woman who refused the general flow of events. As we are saying this, brother and sister, yes, there could be situations or events in your life. Everyone is moving that way, but you have the right to refuse. Even your school children, at school people might be doing all sorts of things, but you also have the right to refuse. And when you do that, you cause pandemonium both on earth and in heaven. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the same man of God and said, behold, if God will make the windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall surely not eat thereof. You know, there are some things that happen in life. It's almost like mind-boggling. If you try to think it with your mind, you won't understand. But because the word of God through the prophet had gone forth, it would never go back to him void. It surely has to accomplish that which it was intended to do. Your duty is just to speak the word. Refuse your situation. How it happens, I don't know. But I only know how to refuse. There are some situations, brother, you just have to refuse. If you accept, you won't get out of it. But if you refuse, oh, there are other people who are then going to put or to be enslaved or to be contracted to ensure that which we have refused will come to pass. And on chapter on verse 3, and there were four lepers, leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, look, I don't want to believe this was their first day sitting on the gate. I'm sure they were sitting there for many days. And then they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Why didn't they say that a week before? The woman had not yet refused. The refusal of that woman triggered one leper to say, why do we sit here until we die? If we say we enter into the city, then there is famine in the city, and we shall die. And if we still sit here, we will also die. Now therefore, let us come and fall to the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they shall kill us, we shall but die.
People are so much afraid of death. They are so fearful. If God tarries, we are all going to die. I heard there was somebody who had the demons that forced him to kill himself. He took the rope and went on top of a tree.
Saka mvato akuda kusungirira tambo yacho kuti achizvisungirira iye.
When he was about to commit the suicide,
then he
saw a very big snake on that tree. Then the person who was about to commit suicide ran away, jumped from a tree. People are so much afraid of dying. But he had traveled a very long distance trying to find a place where to commit suicide. There is now a snake which would kill him instantly, but he's running away.
Akufa.
Die.
Okay, it's part of living anyway. So we don't fear death. Death brings us closer to our Maker. But what is important? Be ready when death comes. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's why we come to church. We hear the word of God to make us ready so that when death comes, you can look at it right in the face. You say, death, where is your sting? Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 So they spoke one to another, the lepers. And then they then agreed to say, let's go and face our enemy. Now, as they were going to face their enemy, God amplified the way how they were walking. Do your part, brother. Roll that stone. When you roll that stone, God will do the rest. So as they were walking, now the Syrians were hearing as if it was thunder.
The
noise of chariots and noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, the king of Israel had hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egyptians. Wherefore they arose and fled in their tower light and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When God is doing something, indeed the miraculous happened. Look at trained soldiers. They are running away with their lives, running from four lepers. God does wonders. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried then silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it, came again and entered into another tent, carried thence also, and went and hid it. They said one to another, we do not well, this day is the day of good tidings. If you hold our peace, if you tarry till the morning light, some mischief will occur upon us. Therefore, come. Let's go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, etc. And then the porter told the king, and the king rose in the night and said to his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us.
Listen now to the lies.
Mwari waunza shura.
God has brought a miracle.
Mambo achinye peravano.
And the king is now telling lies to the people.
They know that we'll be hungry. Therefore, they are gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get them in the city. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And one of his servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, there are in the multitude of Israel that are left in it, behold, they are even as the multitude of Israel that are consumed. Let us send and see. And they took therefore two chariot horses, and that the king sent after the host of the Syria, saying, go and see. And when they came to Jordan, and lo, by the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in haste. And the messengers returned and told the king.
You
know, sometimes you don't believe the things when God has brought deliverance. Even when the word is going forth to tell you to say yes, you will be married, you even doubt it because you are saying, all everyone in our lineage, they not in marriage.
Kana shokorika totaura kuti ucharora kana kurorwa unotopoka kana kuti iwe kumhuri kwedu wese hapana kana akarorwa zvozotanga nedi sei.
It will not change the word of God.
Izvo hazvishanduri shoko raMwari.
Whom do you want to believe more? Your lineage or the word of God? God will bring to naught everything of the evil one. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
As we are going forth, brother and sister, we also want to realize that yes, we are in a battle. The devil is fighting us to do evil. But we are saying we got to refuse to do that. Yes, a lot of pressure will be coming to pressurize you to do that which is wrong. But as a son, as a daughter of God, you take a stand and say, I refuse to do that which is evil. There are benefits to go against even the flow of the current. Yes, is the easier way to do what every brother is doing or what every sister is doing. You can even say, but sister so-and-so is doing it. Why are you saying I should not do it?
Sister so-and-so doesn't own any heaven.
Havana,
she doesn't own any heaven at all.
Vari kutotsvagawo kuti vapindewo kudenga kwacho.
She is also trying to find a way to heaven.
No wonder why the Bible says don't lean on the arm of flesh.
Ndosaka Bible richiti aiwa musazendamira panyama.
Wakatarisa yakadona, newe uri kudona.
The one you are leaning on, if that one falls down, then it means you are also falling.
But lean on the word of God. And you know for sure you are going to come out right. Even if everyone is going that direction, if you see this is wrong, go against that flaw.
Ukaona vanhu vese vari kuita chinhu ichi asi uri kunyatsozva kuti chinhu ichi chakaipa iwe gara wati kwete.
Mwari vanorwira iwewe.
God will fight for you.
Imagine dai mudzimai uyu asina kutora sarudzo yokuramba nemwana wake.
Let's think of this woman. Maybe if she didn't say no with her son.
In other words, you can put it this way. This woman who took a stand or who refused, she is the one who caused Samaria to be liberated. So don't even look at yourself how small you are to say I'm mere a housewife. But this housewife, this little mother, she is the one, when she refused, she is the one who caused all these things to start happening. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our first quote, if God be with us, the prophet says on paragraph
67,
we are looking for people who are taking a stand even today. You know, sometimes we are so used to say even the economy is so bad, there's nothing that I can do. Listen to people's talking. It's complaints after complaints. Even if we ask each one of us, you have actually complained, most of you complained even this morning. But we want to refuse to move in that spirit of murmurings and complainings.
What is happening in this country is not that bad.
Kunzi vanga vakapfuma zvaitika muSamaria dzanga dziri shasha dzacho dzemari.
Those who were very rich in Samaria.
Chavaitenga chaicho chaicho chinonzi ichi ndedze shasha.
What they could only afford
wembongoro
was the head of an ass. Those who were said to be rich.
Tikabvunza namuno anodya musoro wembongoro ndiani.
If we try to ask here, how many of us eat the head of an ass? You don't eat it.
But bidding process.
That was a very special meal during that time in Samaria.
Businessmen size 28.
Those who are very rich are big tummy because they are very rich. They almost wearing on the suit of my size.
Zadaro ipapo. Zirukuratidza kuti zvino nzara yanga yakashata.
There was great famine and things were not well at all.
You can't compare that with what we are passing through, and did
it? I think I had said that if you are going to go, you can never talk about
Chins, why?
Listen.
Raka shata kudaro.
With it being like that,
Mudzimai varamba nemwana wake.
Then the woman said no with a son.
Achingoramba nemwana wake.
After saying no,
muprofita bvataura kuti mangwana kuchava nemaguta.
And the prophet said, tomorrow there is going to be plenty of food.
Azvinzwisiseka ndidi?
You will not understand it.
Ko iwe unotadzire kutenda kuti uchaita imba.
Why don't you believe that you are going to own a house?
Somebody
was told that we are going to have plenty of food tomorrow.
Sorry if I can. Okay. Did I say it right?
Amen.
Panamukuru angaripo.
And he said, no, that one is impossible. It won't even happen.
Personally,
I like those people myself. They challenge our faith. Then God will just manifest himself, manifest his powers.
And
that's what we want this morning. And the things are all bad.
We are saying against all odds. We don't care the circumstances. But we are refusing whatever the devil is bringing our way. Even the world is so evil. But we are commanded to arise and shine. You look this way, there is evil doings. You look this way, there is evil doings. But the word of God still remains the truth. You got to arise and do the miraculous. Brother, if we invite God in our midst, we are saying, where is that God of miracles? It is possible, brother. When things look so dire, that's when we can call him on the scene. And he comes on the scene. But the first thing that has to happen, refuse your circumstances. Don't accept them. Tell them you are lying devils. You are lying vanities. Even when you are sick, oh Oh, yes, say, I am well. I am strong. You are a lying vanity. Isupa taikura pane vasikana waituka nakuenda kwa hali uchitaura rasingadi. She will just twist her face.
Frowning. If you try to say something which is not in her mind, she will just frown at you.
I like those girls.
I know vasikana wandozwa kuvafari.
Unonge tsonzwa kuti panapa I've been reduced to naught.
You can even feel that.
We need to twist your face to the devil when he comes with something to you.
Amen.
You
are allowed even to cry. But Satan, why are you belittling me?
My sister, I'm not tender.
Sisters, you are also allowed.
Chimu Jezebel chauya, chimu Heti chauya.
There comes the Hittite and the Jebusite.
Kuto chema wandi shuri ra iwe.
You have to cry. Why do you look down upon me?
Ah, kushuru wa zechokwadi.
He will be looking down upon you for sure.
Mun asinga goni ku feka.
Somebody who doesn't even know how to dress.
Sister,
just look at the sister who is seated next to you. How smartly dressed is she? Then you see somebody who cannot even comb his hair.
Oh,
can I please have a word with you? What's that?
No,
it's not possible. Brothers, you also have to run away. Run with your life.
There
are some ladies, as you will be walking, they will come straight looking to you. You run away from those things. Some of the things you need to run away.
Sorry,
it's my first time to see somebody who is painted. I didn't know such people do exist. You just apologize, you know, ask, sorry, no, I'm just fearful, you know, it's my first time. We want to thank God for his grace. Our children, they are excelling even in schools. They are outperforming even the Hittites if they try to do something to them. We want to thank God for such children. Fathers also, they are doing well at their workplaces. At our workplaces, we also have those ladies who are not even circumcised, but we thank God we have those fathers who are overcoming. Do you think there's anybody who doesn't want to be married to a brother? Being married to a brother, a believer of Malachi
4.
Is there anybody who doesn't want to marry a sister from the message? Those worldly guys, they want to marry our sisters.
As my brother, Edo Acho.
But our brothers now, they act like they don't have eyes at all.
also. Oh no. Oh, sorry, just came out. So.
Tango dari ko ne kusa Maria tine kwa tibu.
Ah, I'm sure all things work together for good. Alright, let's go to our court. If God be with us. Paragraph 67. Yeah, it's awkward. Msanyanya kuramba makarara ma brother, nai?
Brothers, at least take some actions. Don't just be idle.
I'm 34 years in marriage.
Some are now 34 years wakarora, na?
They are 34 years, while they are still going to school alone.
Wangwane makore 34, wachiri kuenda kuchikoro, wachiri wega.
You know, some children, they say, hey, I don't want an old daddy or an old mommy. So, yeah, zvinozoitika izvozvo. Ukanonoka kurora, mwana anozonyara kukuti baba. You know, ozongoti ndisekuru ndizozo.
Vamwe vana vanotozvesa kuti baba kana wati kurei kuchikoro mukauya kuvisiting kune vamwe. She would just say, ah, no, this is my grandfather, this is my grandmother.
Musazoita kuti vana vasazoita complex anyway.
Please try and make it easier for these little ones.
Munozviziva tese kuti ino patandiriwo vadiki pane zvimwe zvainyarawo zvimwe zvinhu handiti.
You know, some of the things you become very ashamed.
Who are now, saka ngorerutsirewo vana.
They are children, you know, so just to make it easier for them.
Munotamba nawo uchinewo energy.
You play with your children whilst you are still young and energetic.
Zvataurika rega timbozvitaura handiti.
Anyway, let us just walk through it.
Apana zvo chakashata kurora uchingori mudiki.
There's nothing wrong in marrying young.
Ndozvinozoshupa kuti kwazokura manje. Unfortunately, especially for men, when you grow, haumbozvioni kuti uri kukura.
Kuarume manje.
Unokwanisanga wati wakada kuti 40 years. Uchikuda kamwana kane 20 years. Because urikufunga kuti your mind, urikufunga kuti uchiri mudiki.
Varume hatikuri nyore. Saka unenge watodhonza chaizvo pakurarama. But you still want to marry those young ladies, young sisters, because you think you are still young.
Wako netsana ne my brother kuma 2020 wari kudo, you know.
You are now competing with those brothers who are around 25, 26, because they want to marry somebody who is 20, and you also want to marry that one who is 20.
Pagweta kanonoko. Aiwa, rorai muchiri vadiki.
Marry young brothers.
Munokura une vana muchiitawo matoy mese.
You grow up together with your children, playing with their toys together.
Ndizvozvo.
You'll be energetic, that's it.
Imagine ukada uzorora wavasekuru, mwana, okay, not mwana, musikana warora, achiri mudiki. Iwe uri kuda kuenda pamoto. Because of Asekuru, it's good. You know, that's the nature of life.
If you marry whilst you are now an old man and you have married somebody who is a young sister, then the situation will become tough.
We are not going to know jiga out, but we are not going to know. You know?
preferences will be different. The young sister wants to go out and you want to do the cooking.
Pastor, sister, what's good to hear? Are you up? It's nature.
You just come to the pastor, always complaining. The sister is not submissive. She's not listening to me. No, it's the stage.
See
somebody who is grown up.
I don't know if I'm changing like this or that. Pastor, now we're quitting. No, Pastor, what happened? A problem. But can I ring my name? Did no, but mana. So the same thing applies. Oh, can I move? I just don't dig you. I don't know go. You know, and over she go. You know, do you age yet? But oh, can I walk through? Oh, the mango pango does you know. You know. So you don't expect also kutuchito sokumanya manya saka unofane waongo wano mbuya wako
have heard it. Amen.
Ayako office kwa pastor kwakavhurika.
The pastor's office is open. The pastor's office is open.
You
are invited there to the pastor's office.
So I was telling somebody, I don't have a problem. No problem, Yokuti. We have two weddings same day. It's a better problem.
And na tambo ziko rekuti taita tambo ziko rodi kwa tami chato miiri zwari mojete ayo mando tambo ziko ra yiri lagana kai.
Amen. And it.
Amen.
I have a problem. I got a rugona pastor.
Give that problem of having two weddings at a day to the pastor.
To not end that mad.
Thank God so much.
I refuse. Refuse.
Rambai was
67.
67.
How can you stand in the face of wind without having wind blowing? Ah, shato tauru wa isu izu. Kuti roo rai. Ngangura amboka uri singu say. Ndofunga wa mwangoto. Hey, inda wa. Nasi jambo ita say.
Others are just surprised. Why is the pastor dwelling in this issue so much?
Nasi nambo vila. Ukure gire ukurora ushua.
Why are you not getting married yourself? Sisters are busy praying and fasting. But the brothers are sleeping, snoring.
Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, of God, and his righteousness, and all these things. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom of. Seek ye first, and did it?
Sakai chekutanga.
Sara, maybe to the umbo to famba nenye kuti seek ye first the kingdom.
One of these days we are going to be.
You heard it.
Majinwa.